This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
806 at WCHL, 36 degrees. Actually dropped a couple of degrees. Patchy frost, still a slight possibility in some of the outlying areas. Sunny skies today, high today in the upper 50s. National Weather Service meteorologist Gail Hartfield says if you live in rural Orange County, you could see the season's first frost in the early morning hours today, tomorrow, and more likely the following day.
It's a common effect called the heat island effect, and basically whenever you have any cities or areas that are generating buildings or generating a lot of heat, that can easily go to keep the temperatures up in that area, whereas if you're talking about some lower-lying areas outside of the urban centers, you could easily see temperatures 5 to more degrees cooler than you see in the cities.
It's definitely that time of the year. WCHL's resident science expert Jeff Danner says if you have plants that are susceptible to frost damage, you ought to cover them or maybe even bring them inside.
As we all know, I think, from science class, that when water freezes, it expands.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the same thing happens to the cells inside the plant, right? That they're all full of water, and then it'll freeze and expand and break the cell wall. And then in the morning, when the sun comes out and it melts, all the water drains out of the cell and the cell dies.
Hartfield says to also remember your outdoor pets as we jump into cold weather season.
It's not going to get down below freezing, but it always... helps to make sure that your pets have a nice, warm place to be.
Again, 36 degrees right now in Chapel Hill as the Obama administration scrambles to fix major malfunctions in the online healthcare marketplace and problems with the website. Efforts are being made here in Chapel Hill to help people sign up and avoid the confusion. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
Yes, there's been some problems, but the extent of the law is well worth sometimes what changes bring, which is the little bumps in the road.
Sherry Hay, Director of Community Health Initiatives at UNC Family Medicine, has been helping to lead community events, such as phone banks and informational forums, to help educate people about the Affordable Care Act. Since its launch on October 1st, the healthcare.gov site, the online marketplace through which customers can enroll in healthcare, has been plagued with problems. President Barack Obama publicly acknowledged on Monday that the new healthcare laws website hasn't been functioning as it should be, but he insisted that Americans should still register for Obamacare despite the technical problems. Hay said she is alarmed about the amount of misinformation circulating in the media.
One of the most concerning things is that there will be someone in Washington making a decision about their healthcare in lieu of that decision being made with your primary care provider. That is absolutely not correct information.
At UNC Family Medicine, Hay said she and her team have been helping their patients enroll through the marketplace.
So yes, it's frustrating. I understand that. But get covered. That will provide you access. And hopefully, the long term, we'll see in terms of quality increase and also our costs go down.
Hay said the Affordable Care Act is more than just a marketplace and that the program has many benefits.
Making prevention a reimbursable service for Medicare recipients. Prevention, particularly for our older population, for all of us is important. So those many things that the Act covers are critical to the long-term health.
In addition to the government's website, applicants can enroll by phone or by mail. People can call 1-800-318-2596, a line which is open 24/7, and a representative will be available to walk customers through the enrollment process. Hay explained that a new tool has also been created on the website to outline which plans are available by state. For more information about Obamacare information sessions that will be held here in Chapel Hill and also across the state, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tonight, we will find out who our next state representative will be. When former state senator Ellie Kinnaird resigned back in August, it set into motion a chain of events that has led up to filling the now vacant North Carolina District 50 House of Representatives seat. Someone will be chosen from a field of seven candidates to fill the position vacated by Valerie Fouché, which represents parts of Orange and Durham counties. In September, Fouché was appointed to the Senate District 23 seat, which was formerly held by Ellie Kinnaird, who resigned after nine terms times there. Kinnaird said her time could be better spent outside the legislature lobbying for issues she feels strongly about, particularly voter registration. Five Orange County residents have announced their intentions to seek the seat. Tommy McNeil, Chapel Hill Town Council member Lauren Eastham, who's not running for re-election to the council, Attorney Drew Nelson, Orange County Commissioner Bernadette Pelissier, and Greg Meyer of the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools. Two residents from Durham County are up for consideration also, Travis Phelps, Fouché's primary opponent in the House race last year, and Danielle Adams, Soil and Water Conservation Supervisor. She's currently seeking the North Carolina 6th Congressional District nomination as well. A selection committee made up of four Democratic officials is charged with nominating the new House representative at the Orange County Public Library at 7 o'clock tonight. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend will be there. You can tune in to the WCHL Friday Morning News tomorrow for a full recap. Hillsborough Board of Commissioners candidate Jen Weaver says she's ready to tackle development issues so that the best interests of the individual and the town are protected. WCHL's Rand Northam spoke with Jen Weaver about her seeking election to the Board of Commissioners in Hillsborough and how she believes she will best serve the citizens of the town.
Jen, what do you believe is the number one issue in Hillsborough that needs to be addressed?
Well, I think that for Hillsborough, development is always going to be our biggest issue, and especially now that things are picking up a little bit. We should remember they're not picking up for all of our residents. Some people are still in a tough spot. But as far as interest and development in Hillsborough, it's picking up again. And those are the most difficult decisions that the board has to make because we have to balance our need to bring more balance to our tax base, bringing more businesses in to balance out our residential weight that's being born there. But we have to balance that with our desire to keep our small town historical charm. And so those choices, you know, have to be made thoughtfully.
And in a general sense, how do you intend to address that and other issues that come up?
Well, for me, I'm approaching it from, I'm asking a series of questions when I think about making decisions. Is the choice that we make going to build community? Is it going to increase our the way we as a community feel connected to each other, and as how it builds our town's character, and how do those choices create literal connectivity or create barriers to connectivity? Because, you know, having served for the past several years on the Park and Rec Board, that idea of connectivity is really important to me, and I see that as something the whole town values. And people want to be able to get from one place to another in a safe and efficient way. And we would like that to be increasingly non-car based. So when we're making development choices, we don't want to throw up barriers to those.
We're speaking with Jen Weaver, who's running for the Hillsborough Board of Commissioners. How, as a member of the commission, are you going to make sure that all the voices in Hillsborough are heard?
This is a really important feature of my campaign and something that I've been talking about a lot. I think that the board really needs to reach out. You know, the Hillsborough town government is, you know, it's a very open government. There's lots of information on the website. Our meetings are, of course, open. And people do come to those. But a lot of people just don't have the time. And one thing I would like to see is the board actually reaching out to the neighborhoods, maybe holding several times a year. Board members could take turns actually having going out and having listening meetings in the neighborhoods so that we can come on the turf of all the diverse array of neighborhoods that we have and really hear what people have to say, what they're concerned about.
And what's the one thing that sets you apart from the other candidates?
Well, there's a couple of things. I know you said one. I have a lifelong interest and dedication to the importance of public policy and good government, and really see local government as an important area for change because it affects our daily lives so directly. I also am a parent of two small children, and one of them is in public schools, the other one's too little. But I have a son at Hillsborough Elementary right here in town, and so having my pulse on what's happening in the schools I think is helpful, even though that's not in the purview of the town board. When the schools are doing well, the town is doing well. And I also have place a high importance on really thinking about and how our choices affect our local environment in the long term, which is hard. That makes choices hard. But land use, high water quality, air quality, Those are not a tack on for me. That's really something that I think should be a guiding force in decision making.
Once again, that is Jen Weaver, a candidate for the Hillsborough Town Board, speaking with WCHL's Rand Northam. And you can find out more, you can read the interview by viewing this story on our website, chapelborough.com. Between now and Election Day, we'll continue previewing each of the local candidates one-on-one right here on WCHL. It's 8:16. Coming up next, members of the Chapel Hill Carborough School Board want the town council to re-examine the impact of new growth on the school system. Elizabeth Friend has that story on the way. Right now, time for traffic and weather together. And traffic is brought to you this morning by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, immersed in the East 54 community, where you can book your private dining party from 10 to 300 people in one of five different private dining rooms. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54. Now, with your morning traffic, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Traffic still moving smoothly for the most part out on the roadway. Still seeing a couple slowdowns on NC 54 eastbound and westbound between 15501 and I-40. Just moderate delays there. Also 15501 northbound between NC 86 and NC 54. I-40 eastbound between NC 751 and NC 55. That's the South Point area to Apex Highway. Seeing some slowdowns there, but nothing major and no accidents reported this morning. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
It's a good morning.
That it is.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark, who is just outstanding, and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. It is 36 degrees in Chapel Hill. Sunny skies today, high today in the upper 50s, tonight partly cloudy with a chance of a little light rain, probably just in the form of sprinkles. Overnight low tonight about 38, tomorrow sunny with a high in the low 50s. Tomorrow night it'll really get cold, clear and colder with a low expected to be below freezing in the upper 20s. Again, that is tomorrow night.
Wake up with Ron Stutz and remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
WCHL news time is 8:18. Members of the Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board say they want the town council to re-examine the impact of new growth on the school system. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend.
The Chapel Hill Town Council and the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board met together for the first time last night to discuss shared concerns. Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt called for the school board to take a more active role in how the town plans for growth.
We really need your feedback to be more engaged in commenting on the impact of growth in our community, on how well you're able to continue to provide your services to it.
The longtime school board member Mike Kelly countered that growth is not what the district really needs.
The best situation for the schools is stability, not to have to build new schools, not to have to redistrict, to move kids from one school to another, to change those communities. You can explain to me sometime why that's not possible.
Nonetheless, both council and school board members recognize that the district's high-performing schools are a significant draw for the town, and that as a result, school enrollment numbers are likely to continue to grow. School board member Mia Burrows has represented the district in the Central West planning process. She told the council the specifics of development aren't as important to school administrators as the bottom line.
Within our district, we're not super concerned about where the kids are. What we are concerned about is how do we pay for the schools and the operating costs. And that's what we, I think, want y'all be cognizant of, is when there are more kids, there's a cost.
Assistant Superintendent Todd LaFreeze said the district is already struggling to maintain aging facilities and that the cost of operating new schools continues to rise. In light of that, Burroughs and others asked the council to examine the economic impact of residential development and consider what can be done to increase the commercial tax base. At the same time, some are already looking ahead to where the next school should go. Mayor Pro Tem Ed Harrison suggested land banking potential school sites across the district.
With the astounding price of land in this district, we really have to pin down this land right now so that in 5 years or 10 years it simply isn't out of reach.
This was the first time the two groups have come together to discuss joint planning. The board and council pledged to continue the collaboration through a series of future meetings, and they raised the possibility of forming a committee to facilitate communication. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Fitz Lumber and Hardware in Carrboro. I'm Ron Stutz. A lot of Red Sox fans waking up happy this morning. First game of the World Series last night. Red Sox beat the Cardinals 8-1. Now on to Carolina football. Freshman running back T.J. Logan will be in the starting lineup this weekend against Boston College. It wasn't long ago when they were talking about maybe redshirting him following a tough injury in preseason training camp. Offensive coordinator Blake Anderson says he has full confidence in placing him in the starting role. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more on the story.
We are now just 2 days away from game day in Chapel Hill, and the Tar Heels are continuing their preparations for Boston College on Saturday. Hoping to build off the solid performance in the Miami game for well over three quarters, offensive coordinator Blake Anderson says one of the biggest areas of improvement must come in the red zone.
We got to be able to run the ball in the end zone. If people play coverage, we got to be able to run the ball in the end zone. We didn't get that done, so that's obviously an issue. But in terms of getting points, you know, we've gotten points more down there than we did this time last year, but we're not scoring enough touchdowns, and we've got to finish in the end zone.
Coach Anderson says running back T.J. Logan has unbelievable talent and explosion, and for that he says Logan remains atop the Tar Heel depth chart.
He did a great job stepping up in protection. He made some guys miss along the way. He shows a little bit of a burst that we weren't having. I still think it's as much as it is, as it ever has been, I think it is still up for air. You know, it's still up in the air. But at this point in time, based on what we've seen, he seems to, at this point, give us the best chance to win and give us the most explosive type player.
Running back by committee is not what Coach Anderson envisions for his offense. But for now, he says they will primarily utilize the dual threat attack of A.J. Blue and the aforementioned Logan.
We evaluate those guys every day in practice. He's healthy at this point. Trying to get the guy on the field, gives us the best chance to win. Right now, you know, we feel like we kind of got a 1-2 punch with TJ and Blue.
Coach Anderson says he expects the physical Boston College team will roll into Chapel Hill on Saturday, fully expecting to take down the 1-5 Tar Heels, so the team better be firing on all cylinders in Keenan Stadium.
They've got size, and they've got several guys that just stand out in terms of their motor. They play extremely hard, so I would think they'd come in here, you know, chomping at the bits. A little bit expecting, you know, thinking that with our record, hey, this is one we can win. So I think we'll get their best effort, no doubt.
Starting tailback T.J. Logan says his immediate ascension to the starting role following his injury means a lot because he knows the coaching staff has complete confidence in his abilities.
It means that I feel like the coaching staff have confidence in me. So, I mean, I just can't take that for granted. I got to go out every day and try to work and grind and just help our team win games.
You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
By the way, game time on Saturday is 3:30. Our coverage will start at 12 noon with WCHL's exclusive countdown to kickoff, broadcasting live from Rams Plaza in Chapel Hill. We'll start with countdown to kickoff presented by UNC Healthcare. That'll be followed by the Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee. I'm Ryan Stutz. Brian Chakos, former Tar Heel offensive lineman, is with us this morning. And Brian, I was just wondering, as a former player, what in the world are these guys, what have they been thinking about since the Miami game, since that was such a disappointment the way it worked out, after the Tar Heels thought they had played well enough to win, and then it got away in the end?
Yeah, Ron, there's no doubt it was a devastating loss for the guys, I know for the coaching staff as well, and for the fan base, more importantly. But, you know, the good thing is the game was on a Thursday. It gave the guys the weekend and obviously Friday to be able to kind of get over the loss. And that is a loss that it would take, you know, a little bit longer of a time to be able to get over. But, you know, knowing Larry, knowing the coaching staff, they're going to get right back to work. It's a five-game season. We need to win out if we want to make it to a bowl game. I know these seniors want to make it to a bowl game. That's something special. That's something, again, you want to talk about leaving a legacy. You want to be someone who has taken your team to a bowl game. So that's definitely the primary focus this week.
Brian, one change in the starting lineup this week. T.J. Logan, the newcomer, will be in there at tailback. What kind of a difference is that going to make?
It's an enormous change, Ron. The kid is just so talented. I mean, if you just look at his high school state championship game, he scored 8 touchdowns, ran for 500 yards. I mean, the kid is just so dynamic. He did a great job against Miami. He's got elusive speed. But one of the great things he does, he blocks coming out of the backfield. If you're a running back and you can block, Having been an offensive lineman, it adds just a total different dimension, and just a great feature that you could bring to the offense. So I'm excited to see TJ get a full plate. I'm hoping that he gets around 20 or so touches. I'd love to see that. But again, he just brings such a great talent to the field, almost like a Gio Bernard. Obviously not on the same caliber yet, but I can see him being one day, maybe hopefully after 3 or 4 years, in the Carolina uniform, being that kind of player.
And Blake Anderson said very simply, he gives us the best chance to win right now because he can really make some things happen. Brian Chakos.
And that's what we need.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we'll be talking to you again. Hope you enjoy the game on Saturday as well.
Always good to be with you, Ron. Take care, bud.
Brian Chakos, WCHL 826. And one other story we'll touch on this morning, Carolina women's basketball. The team has been picked to finish number 4 in the 2013-2014 ACC preseason polls by both the league's Blue Ribbon panel and the head coaches. Duke was picked to top the ACC pecking order, receiving a majority of first-place votes. Carolina also trailed Notre Dame and Maryland in the preseason selections. Things are looking up with the Tar Heels. They welcomed the top freshman recruiting class in the country to Chapel Hill. Sophomore forward Zelina McDaniel, last year's ACC Freshman of the Year, and freshman guard Diamond DeShields were named to the preseason All-ACC team. DeShields was the only freshman to land on the All-Atlantic Coast Conference team. Carolina will tip off its season November 8th against Air Force here in Carmichael Arena. You can read this story and follow all the latest in UNC women's basketball on our website, chapelboro.com. And don't forget about Late Night with Roy coming tomorrow night in the Smith Center as the Carolina men's season gets cranked up. 8:27 at WCHL. Good morning.
It's another star-studded event this weekend at Diamonds Direct Crabtree as we welcome Simon G, one of the world's premier ring designers, in person. Don't miss this special event this Friday and Saturday. You know Diamonds Direct Crabtree is the Triangle's bridal designer destination, carrying all the rings that are on every girl's wish list, like Simon G. Known for intricate design, high quality, and amazing craftsmanship, Simon G has emerged as one of the most recognized and most popular engagement ring designers, and you can meet the creator himself this weekend.
Engagement ring is a very important piece of our jewelry because we're going to wear that ring all our lifetime.
Come to Diamonds Direct Crabtree and see the entire Simon G collection. Find your perfect ring this Friday and Saturday only and meet Simon G in person.
Love never goes out of style.
Join us for a week of fun and fashion featuring one of the world's top bridal jewelry designers, Simon G, this Friday and Saturday, exclusively at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's, official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes.
I'm David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Just like on the playing field, teamwork is what you need to tackle any home project. Stop by and team up with Fitch Lumber and Hardware to score big on your upcoming goals. We can help. Get the local home field advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro, or call us at 919-942-3153. As always, thanks for your business.
How would you like to go into a game knowing you can't lose? Hi, this is Roy Williams. For me, it's a little harder than that. My team puts in countless hours of work, and there's still no guarantees. For you, it can be as easy as the Seagrove's Nationwide Insurance Agency. When life throws you a curve, don't be caught off guard. Trust the Seagrove's family, and you'll be a winner every time. When life happens, make sure Ted Seagrove's is on your side.
Seagrove's Nationwide Insurance Agency, a 30-year winning record for on-your-side service.
I'm thinking about refinancing my mortgage, but how do I know if it's a good idea?
Call Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
I'm really trying to save for my kids' college education, but how much is even enough?
Call Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
Retirement planning? Where do I even begin?
Call Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
Hi, this is Mark Brown. At Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown, we care about you, and our CPAs and advisors are ready to help you answer all of life's financial questions.
Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown, serving Chapel Hill since 1975.
Our people make the difference.
Today's offer at ourlocalbill.com is from Carolina Air Conditioning Company. It's 72% off, $140 for a winter heating checkup. Today for only $39. Carolina Air Conditioning Company has been in the HVAC business since 1947, and their highly trained contractors strive to address your maintenance and repair needs without exceeding your budget. They will provide you with a 5-star, 26-point air conditioning checkup to ensure you're not left out in the cold this winter. And it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
All right, time now for Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving the best tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, and you use that great chewy ice there, guaranteed to taste great, and only 79 cents. Cruiser's, good to go, 37 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, sunny skies today, look for a high today of about 58, tonight partly cloudy with a chance of some very light rain, maybe sprinkles, overnight low in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, sunny with a high in the low 50s, so pretty good weather. And then tomorrow night, it's really going to get frigid, clear, and colder with lows in the upper 20s. Again, that is tomorrow night.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Maybe it was luck or persistence, but Virginia Lindahl did successfully sign up for coverage at healthcare.gov.
It required some patience, but I waited 9 years for affordable health care, and waiting a few more days was fine with me.
Many were not so lucky. And in a half hour, the House Energy and Commerce Committee meets to look at the health care website issues. Tennessee Republican Marsha Blackburn.
We're going to begin this process with the hearings, our first hearing. We will look at the website, healthcare.gov. site and the rollout of that, which has been problematic.
I'm Dan Raviv in Washington. Prepared testimony for a House hearing indicates the companies that created healthcare.gov will largely blame the government CMS, the Centers for Medicare Services, for some of the glitches and for not testing the system before it launched on October 1st.
White House is expected to issue policy guidance which would allow consumers to sign up for healthcare by March 31st with no penalty. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
37 degrees, keeping a close eye on the temperature, 832 WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. It's that time of the year again. National Weather Service meteorologist Gail Hartfield says if you live in rural Orange County, you could see the season's first frost in the early morning hours today, perhaps tomorrow, and more likely on Saturday.
If you're talking about some lower-lying areas outside of the urban centers, you could easily see temperatures 5 to more degrees cooler than you see in the cities.
Hartfield says also remember your outdoor pets as we jump into this cold weather season.
It's not going to get down below freezing, but it always helps to make sure that your pets have a nice warm place to be.
It could get down below freezing two mornings from now. Our temperature's in the upper 20s. That's the expectation. Tonight, we're going to find out who our next state representative will be. When former state senator Ellie Kinnaird resigned back in August, it set into motion a chain of events that has led up to filling the now vacant North Carolina District 50 House of Representatives seat. Someone will be chosen tonight from a field of seven candidates to fill the job vacated by Valerie Fushi, which represents parts of Orange and Durham counties. In September, Fushi was appointed to the Senate District 23 seat, which was formerly held by Ellie Kinnaird, who resigned after nine terms. Kinnaird said that her time could be better spent outside the legislature lobbying for issues she feels strongly about, such as voter registration. Five Orange County residents have announced their intention to seek the House. Tommy McNeil, Chapel Hill Town Councilmember Lauren Easton, who's not running for re-election to the council, Attorney Drew Nelson, Orange County Commissioner Bernadette Pelissier, and Greg Meyer, with the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System. Two residents from Durham County are also up for consideration. Travis Phelps, who was Fushi's primary opponent in the House race last year, and Danielle Adams, a soil and water conservation supervisor who is currently seeking the North Carolina 6th Congressional District nomination as well. Now, a selection committee made up of four Democratic officials is charged with nominating the new House representative. They will get together tonight at the Orange County Public Library at 7 p.m. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend plans to be there to speak with their newly named representative, whoever that may be. You can tune in to the WCHL Morning News tomorrow for a full recap of what happens at tonight's meeting. Hillsborough Board of Commissioners candidate Jen Weaver says she's ready to tackle development issues so that the best interests of the individual and the town are protected.
Those are the most difficult decisions that the board has to make because we have to balance our need to bring more balance to our tax base, bringing more businesses in to balance out our residential weight that's being born there.
Three candidates are contending for two seats on the Board of Commissioners in Hillsboro. Weaver says she will focus on functionality of development if she gets elected.
That idea of connectivity is really important to me, and I see that as something the whole town values. And people want to be able to get from one place to another in a safe and efficient way.
That is Jen Weaver speaking with WCHL's Rand Northam. You can go to our website at chapelboro.com and hear the whole conversation. Between now and Election Day, we'll be previewing each of the candidates one-on-one. Chapel Hill Police and Fire Headquarters are in dire need of repair or replacement, but the town's effort to proceed in preparing the land for sale has hit a snag. WCHL's Rand Northam has more.
Town Manager Roger Stansel reported to the council this week that a property assessment of the police headquarters building on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard found a coal ash disposal site 15 feet underground on the southern edge of the property.
If you start developing on that site, you have the potential for disturbing that fly ash, and we need to do that now consistent with whatever recommendations come to us from the state. It may mean that rather than disposing of it, we might be better to redevelop that property for ourselves.
Fly ash is a product of combustion that is made up of fine particles that are an environmental pollutant. However, the substances that were deposited on this land should not pose a health issue, according to the assessment.
If you have to do something to mitigate that, or whether construction techniques, because it's there, mean you have to build a building different somehow, that would all affect its development potential and the cost of redeveloping that property to the town. I think that's an important consideration as we try to decide what to do with it.
Stansel says one concern with any work done there is the land's proximity to Bowling Creek and keeping the pollutants out of it.
There's a lot more to this story. You can go to our website at chapelboro.com to read more and to hear more. Professors at UNC are hosting an event this week that they hope will shake things up in the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. WCHL's Kristen Ruffin has the story.
UNC Chapel Hill's School of Journalism and Mass Communication prides itself on being one of the top journalism schools in the country. But professors like Gary Kay say they're noticing changes in the industry, changes that any innovative journalism school should acknowledge.
Everything from the implosion of the newspaper and magazine to the explosion of social media and the way that both news and entertainment content is watched and absorbed by most people has changed more in the last 2 years than it has in the last two decades.
And Kay and a handful of professors believe the school should dive into the future and leave the last two decades behind.
There's a lot of emphasis put on how things have been done, so therefore they should be done this way in the future. Just because things were done this way in the past doesn't mean they're ever going to be done this way again. So what would be better for journalism school would be to help drive the future and make sure our students are not only prepared for the future, but are actually helping steer the future.
So professors Gary Kay, Joanne Sherino, and John Sweeney are starting a conversation, and it begins Friday at the Next World Media Symposium.
The Next World Media Symposium is a first-time event at UNC where we're bringing industry experts on campus to talk about where the world of new media is taking us.
These experts include senior executives of companies such as AT&T, the Capstrat Agency, Rave Publications, and more. They're coming to speak to students, faculty, and interested peers about the directions in which advertising, marketing, and PR are going, and where they believe prosperity will be found in the years ahead. But advice from these significant leaders doesn't usually come cheap.
These are speakers that are, you know, worthy of $5,000 to $10,000, maybe even $15,000 speaking fees.
But they're doing it all for free, on their own time, and Kay says it's because they see the new media revolution firsthand every day, and they're eager to tell students about it.
We're the first journalism school to really step up and say, look, we realize things are changing very rapidly. We have to change with it. And they recognize that, you know, this is an opportunity to help build a new curriculum from the ground up in a way.
Joanne Sherino is the Knight Chair Professor in Digital Marketing and Advertising for the Journalism School. She says it may be beneficial to dive headfirst into the future, even if you're uncertain of what you're diving into.
The motivation for the symposium is because the definition of advertising and branding has never been more unclear. And I think that as advertising is being redefined, those that are willing to take a little bit of a risk and redefine it, those individuals will be the most successful.
The event has generated so much attention from students, it had to switch to a larger venue. And Sherino says she's not surprised there are only a couple dozen seats left.
I think that young people today are so incredibly engaged in digital and in the next frontier of media. So they're very interested in what these luminaries may say and how it may impact their future careers.
Paige Sferraza is one of Kay's students who will be attending the event. She says she is going to hear more about what she learns each week in Kay's new media class.
Every single time we have class, every one of the students walk out with their mind blown because we're all just so excited about what there is to come.
And she expects the same experience at the symposium.
We'll be listening to a lot of speakers who have real-time experience in the field and who really know what the future is going to look like.
The next World Media Symposium will be held Friday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Murphy Hall. You can follow the conversation live by following NextWorldUNC on Twitter. For more information or to get your ticket to the conference, you can view this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Kristen Ruffin, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Fascinating story. Thank you, Kristen. It is 8:41 at WCHL. Coming up, Jennifer Evans is going to be here in a few minutes to tell you about the Murphy School radio show. We have today's commentary on the way from Walt Mack as well. Hey, that is on the way. And today's WCHL hometown hero, Walter Horton, the new police chief in Carbondale. All of that between now and 9 o'clock.
Grammy Award winner Chris Thiele takes his mandolin from bluegrass to any style he wants, even classical music. Returning to UNC's Memorial Hall on October 29th, Thiele will perform music from his acclaimed new album featuring Bach selections, along with more contemporary pieces. Don't miss this electrifying and eclectic concert from one of the best in the business. Information at carolinaperformingarts.org or 843-3333.
Carolina Performing Arts. The world comes here.
Hi, I'm Drew Moore, chef, owner of Venable Rotisserie Bistro in historic Carmel. I've cooked in every type of restaurant from a mom and pop in Colorado to fine dining in Italy. At Venable, I serve delicious food, keeping in mind that food and eating are about family, friends, and taking time to enjoy life. Environment is key, so we've created a relaxed atmosphere with attentive and friendly service. I invite you to visit Venable and taste what I'm talking about.
Serving lunch and dinner with brunch Saturday and Sunday. Reservations available at VenableBistro.com.
Ever dreamed of meeting your perfect match? Meet Clara, an 82-year-old ex-dancing queen seeking a caring soul who enjoys pasta and is comfortable driving. Find out if you're Clara's perfect match by becoming a home instead caregiver. Working with seniors in their homes can be challenging, but tremendously rewarding. Enjoy training, support, flexible shifts, and a job that nurtures the soul. Learn more at homeinstead.com/caregiver.
Tom here from Terra Nova Global Properties. Come on down this weekend to our huge blowout sale. New truckloads have just arrived. We've got homes in every style, color, and price. Good credit, bad credit, no credit at all.
Whoa, whoa, Tom. That's not how we do it at Terra Nova.
You're right. I was just excited to be on the radio.
Now tell them the truth, Tom.
Okay. We listen to our clients. We have vast knowledge of the local market, and we work with buyers and sellers.
You got it.
Terra Nova Global Properties. Online at terranovaglobal.com. Tax, title, license, and doc fees not included.
Time for a quiz. What Chapel Hill Group is investing in our local environment by buying carbon offsets, planting new trees, and ensuring toxic elements don't get into our water supply? And what Chapel Hill Group generously donates to hundreds of local social causes every day of every week of every year? The answer? Chapel Hill's business community. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Local business owners understand that commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals community. Commerce Plus in Chapel Hill. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
Don't miss an exciting Carolina football Saturday. Get here early and stay late as the Tar Heel football team hosts Boston College this Saturday at 3:30 in beautiful Keenan Stadium. Before the game, enjoy all the festivities at Tar Heel Town. You'll enjoy 80s cover band The Breakfast Club. Don't forget about the victory walk starting at 1. Support your Tar Heels as we turn the stadium pink in support of breast cancer awareness. Remember, you can make it an enjoyable experience the entire weekend with Late Night with Roy at the Smith Center Friday night. The event is free. Doors open at 7 p.m. You don't want to miss an entire weekend with the Tar Heels.
8:44 at WCHO. We're past the halfway point in the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple giveaway presented by Seagrove's Insurance. We've been selecting finalists each week from our 38 great sponsor locations and getting call-in finalists. Are you one of the lucky finalists? Remember, you can do it more than once, and you want to be, because the more times you're a finalist, the greater your chance at winning our grand prize to New York City and the Mohegan Sun Casino in Connecticut to watch the Tar Heels play. Increase your odds of being a finalist more than once by entering at every location once a week until November 5th. at great locations like Moe's Bottle Shop in Hillsborough, PTA Thrift Shop, R&R Grill, 10,000 Villages, Southern Rail, Terra Nova Global Properties, Tobacco, UPS, or Twig. Now, we are going to be broadcasting live at Twig this afternoon, so you can come by and see us, the WCHL community crew, and register while you're there. And don't forget to enter at our website, chapelbrew.com, and on Chapel Brew's Facebook page, more ways to be a finalist. Let's get a couple of call-in finalists right now. If you are caller number 5 and caller number 6, I'll take both to qualify. Call right now, 919-929-WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Walt Mack. Have I got a deal for you? How would you like to have internet, TV, and phone service all for the low, low price of only $12? Too good to be true? Well, maybe it is. You would have to move to Europe to get a deal like that. Meanwhile, here in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and other parts of Orange County, subscribers of Time Warner Cable are paying 10 to 15 times more, and the rates increase every year. The U.S. has fallen behind much of the Western world when it comes to phone, cable, and internet service. Americans actually are paying much more for inferior service compared to our global counterparts. When your only option is to connect to Time Warner, the cable company holds a virtual monopoly. It can charge any amount of money it wants. Because of these never-ending rate increases that keep piling up, many Chapel Hillians are simply cutting the cord to cable. Time Warner Cable is a target of hundreds of complaints every year, registered with the Better Business Bureau and the North Carolina Consumer Affairs Department. Most of those complaints involve product problems and services. If you have ever tried to deal with Chapel Hill Time Warner office, you may be quite familiar with the time-consuming delays of standing in long lines and then being confronted with discourteous counter clerks. In some parts of Chapel Hill, AT&T is offering UVerse and has introduced some competition into the fray. In an effort to fend off AT&T, Time Warner is advertising a free $300 gift card for new subscribers. Some subscribers are still waiting for their card, but loyal, long-time subscribers don't get a break, even if you're retired and live in a fixed income. The towns of Chapel Hill and Carrboro have little or no oversight over Time Warner. According to one Chapel Hill councilman, there's not much control over Time Warner that we can exercise. The councilman himself has had problems with Time Warner, waiting for service technicians that never show. Even throughout the U.S., subscriber rates vary enormously depending upon where you live. If you're lucky to live in Provo, Utah, the city made an agreement with Google to provide internet service to all residents for $1. It's quite possible Google may be poised to give Time Warner some pretty tough competition. That can't be soon enough. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Hey, congratulations to a couple of callers, Debbie LeMay of Chapel Hill, and also Mike Barrow of Chapel Hill. Both called in and got qualified to win our contest. Go to our website, chapelbrew.com, for all the details and find out how you can be a winner. All right? It's just that easy. You can go to chapelbrew.com, get all the details. You can get all the sponsor locations and everything else.
97.9 FM, WCHL. Hi, this is Ron Stutz. And special guests in the studio this morning. Jennifer Evans is here to talk about the Murphy School Radio Show.
Yes.
Jennifer, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me about the Murphy School Radio Show for the folks who don't know. What is this all about?
The Murphy School Radio Show is an absolutely wonderful show. It's like an old variety radio show, and it's made possible because of Jay Miller and Evan Scott Sinclair of Share Vision Foundation. And what it is a nonprofit organization. We raise money for other nonprofit organizations. Mm-hmm. And so this particular show is going to be on November the 2nd. We have two shows. We
right.
have a 3 p.m. matinee and a 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. show as well. We have the two people that we're going to be raising money for this year, Hidden Voices and Partners of Youth.
Oh,
and so we are excited about trying to raise funds for those two nonprofit organizations.
Now, this is called a celebration of wit, lit, and music.
Yes.
Everybody knows that we have such incredibly witty and talented
yes.
people here in our community.
Yes, we do. do.
Who's going to be performing?
Well, we have Alan Gerganis. He's a popular novelist who lives here. Philip Shabazz. He is a absolutely wonderful poet here in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. We have Mary Johnson Rockers from Durham. And, of course, our own Chapel Hill Robin Griffin is going to be on piano. Jennifer Evans, myself, and Rick Keenan will be playing guitar. We have seven beautiful women called Stella. They are a cappella group.
Oh, they're really good.
They are absolutely wonderful. They sing in the styles of the 30s. We have Leslie Land on bass, Peter Kramer on harmonica, and we have our own Piedmont Players. They do everything from commercials. They do jingles. Mm-hmm. So it's an opportunity for companies that want to call in to donate money, and if they want to also help us to raise money for these organizations, they can donate. We have a donation that's $500 to get an original jingle written and performed during the show. Mm-hmm. So we are excited.
Now, you kind of downplayed your own participation in this. For people who don't know, Jennifer Evans, what is it that you bring to the stage?
I bring gospel, jazz, mm-hmm. blues, you name it,
I do. You want to sing a couple of lines for us?
Sure.
So folks can hear a little bit of your voice.
Yeah. And my love has come along.
I didn't know Etta James was coming to the show this morning.
Yes, she is.
I've heard you sing before, Jennifer. You're
Thank
great.
You.
And where does this take place, and how do people go about getting tickets?
Hey, they can go to www.murphyschoolradio.net. And the mm-hmm. Murphy is spelled M-U-R-P-H-E-Y.
Yeah.
So please go to the website, and you can get tickets. You can get directions to the school. Mm-hmm. And so we're excited. We're looking for everybody to come out. Get your tickets now. Get them early, because they sell out quickly.
All right. MurphySchoolRadio.net. That's M-U-R-P-H-E-Y.
Yes.
Don't forget to put that E in there, or otherwise it'll be
Take
like the website for healthcare these days. It won't work too well.
There you
until
go.
Until they get it fixed. But at any rate, we appreciate your coming in to tell us all about this, Jennifer.
Thank you so much.
Raising money for good charities.
Yes.
And also just entertaining folks.
Yes.
It's fun.
Yes. It's like listening to the radio before television.
Yeah, back in the day. That's
yes.
right.
So it's live. Come out. Enjoy yourself.
Jennifer, thanks for coming today.
Thank you for having me.
Always good to see you.
You as well.
Take us out with a little music here.
A little music. Okay. Summertime, and the living is easy.
All right.
Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high.
Yeah.
We'll see you.
All right. Yeah, I'll look forward to it.
All right.
October is National Cancer Awareness Month, and Performance Acura is proud to support Chapel Hill's UNC Lineberger Comprehensive Cancer Center all month long. I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Acura. For every car we sell this month, we will donate $10 per car we sell. Plus, we have pink ribbon lapel pins and pink bracelets for $1 and $5 donations, all for the Lineberger Cancer Center. Isn't it nice to know that your Acura purchase this month will help raise money for cancer research and cancer patient support? Why would you want to buy your Acura anywhere else? You can lease the 2013 Acura ILX for $161 per month, and the performance promise is included. We look forward to seeing you, and I personally guarantee you'll say wow.
Stock number DE1F3EJNW. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $39.99 due at signing, excludes tax, tag, and $549 dock fee. Based on MRSP of $26,795 and selling price of $25,748. Financing with approved credit. Take delivery by 10/31/2013.
Visit our virtual showroom, Performance Acura at ChapelHill.com, where sales and service specials abound. The wow is our promise. Best people, best service, best value. Always. Performance Acura is the Hendrick team member.
I'm Mike Benson, Chapel High School Class of 85 and owner of the Southern Rail and the station. Enjoy a sunset in the beer garden and then catch a band playing in the original station featuring one of the oldest bars in the Triangle and with no cover charge for bands or DJs. And just open is our brasserie and coffee shop in the front of the station called the Tiger Room. Now serving from 7 a.m. till 2 a.m. with sandwiches, fair trade coffee, and Miss Sophia's homemade empanadas. Come on by and watch the Hills play on the big screen. I'll see you there.
There's a chill in the air. The wind whispers in the trees. It's that time of year again, and a favorite Chapel Hill Halloween tradition is back.
Scarolina Skies returns to Moorhead Planetarium and Science Center for a limited time only. Murder, mayhem, mystery, and more. Listen as the storyteller explores the dark legends behind the constellations in this live starship. Visit MoorheadPlanetarium.org for Scarolina Skies showtimes and more information. Regular ticket prices apply. We hope to scare you there.
Lloyd Tire at 730 Hillsborough Street is where to register for the Continental Tire Basketball Big Apple Giveaway. Serving Chapel Hill since 1984, Lloyd Tire carries Continental, General, and most other major brands, and is more than just tires. Lloyd offers all major automotive service and repairs and prides itself on the integrity of its business and employees, including three military veterans. You will get an honest appraisal and estimate at the most competitive prices. Stop by Lloyd Tire and Alignment at 730 Hillsborough Street and enter to win a trip to see the Tar Heels play.
One more opportunity for you to win something this morning. Call me at 919-929-WCHL and tell me the word of the day. Spell it correctly and define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Today's WCHL hometown hero is Walter Horton, police chief of the town of Carborough. Horton took over as chief effective October 1st. He says former chief Carolyn Hutchison, who retired, left the department in excellent shape.
I feel good about it. She left the department in very good standing, and I think officers are a great bunch of guys, so I'm very lucky that I'm not inheriting any kind of problems or issues, that there's very little to do with anything as far as changes or anything like that. I'm very lucky.
About 100 people applied for the job, and Horton, who'd been with the department for two decades already, was the best candidate available. He said at the time he wouldn't come in and make any sweeping changes.
I have some ideas, but I want to meet with my staff. We have a lot of changes going around here since her retirement. I've had to promote a new captain. I want to talk with them, get their viewpoints. I also want to meet with the other officers to get their viewpoint of what they're like, dislike, maybe get an idea of the direction they also think we should be moving in, and kind of once I get all that information, kind of see what goes with my thoughts, my other captain's thoughts, kind of mold it into one big plan. And we,
Chief Horton loves Carborough and is committed to the community.
Like any other cities or towns across America, we do have our issues at times, but we're fortunate enough they're few and far between.
Walter Horton started his Carborough police career as a patrolman back in 1993, and he's worked in a variety of jobs in the department since then. He's as familiar with the town as one can get, and in fact is a Carborough native.
I would like to get, as staff and allowed, to get more involved with community, being proactive with different programs and so forth with our community policing, and overall just keeping the level of service at what it is now or better.
Horton says the Carborough Police Department works very closely already with Chapel Hill Police, UNC Campus Police, and Orange County as well.
So overall, we work really good together. The patrol guys, they help each other out on calls if they're on the border between the two jurisdictions. If they give us heads up on things coming, investigations that may concern us or maybe coming our way. We very well with Chapel Hill and Orange County and UNC PD.
He's Carborough's new police chief, Walter Horton, and he's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Congratulations to Carl Smith, who called in with the word of the day. It is swash, S-W-A-S-H. It means an ornamental or something, ornamental something. At any rate, that's word of the day. Carl knows the definition better than I do. Carl gets $10 gift card to Cruisers.
The seasons are changing. Why should your kitchen be any different? Hi, I'm Bill Cederberg of Cederberg Kitchens and Additions. We've been in Chapel Hill since 1986, helping your friends and neighbors customize the kitchens of their dreams, from the initial design to the final cleanup, and we're an Angie's List Super Service Award winner 3 years running. Why tackle remodeling yourself? Let Cederberg Kitchens and Additions guide you through the whole process. Find us on Facebook and visit us at CederbergKitchens.com. Cederberg Kitchens and Additions. Our team, your home.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Carolina Air Conditioning Company. It's 72% off, $140 for a winter heating checkup. Today for only $39. Carolina Air Conditioning Company has been in the HVAC business since 1947, and their highly trained contractors strive to address your maintenance and repair needs without exceeding your budget. They will provide you with a 5-star, 26-point heating and air conditioning checkup to ensure you're not left out in the cold this winter. And it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com. DurhamTechCommunityCollege.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at DurhamTech.edu.
I can't read my own writing, particularly when it comes to writing down Wayne's definition.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Here is the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all equals